Morning, everyone. Good to see everyone this morning and a nice, cool morning that we have. I'd like to say, first of all, that when Brother Robert called and asked me to speak, that I said I would, and I'd like to speak at the first part of the week. That way I wouldn't have to worry about people taking my subject. Well, thanks to Brother John, last night he covered a lot of what I was going to cover this morning. So, but anyway, some of it's going to be kind of a review of what he's already said. This morning I would like to speak to you about the choices that each of us have to make on a daily basis. Brother Robert Miller referred to this Bible school as being an oasis or a spiritual retreat. This is very true, and while we are here, the cares of this world seem far away, and they really don't seem to bother us. But each person here made a choice to be here this week with the hope of either renewing and refreshing our minds or helping our children to learn more about God and His plan for this earth. Or possibly it was both. But each person here, from the youngest to the oldest, have choices to make each and every day. And while some of us have made the choice to enter into the race for eternal life, others have chosen to delay this decision for some time. But as we travel down the path of life, we will have choices that will both describe and define our character and make up not only who we are, but also what we stand for. As our brother commented in the second period class yesterday, this character will become who we are and describe who we are. And to the world around us, this will be who we are. Just as when we think of certain characters in the Bible, their actions come to mind immediately when their names are mentioned, just like we did in the exercise that we had yesterday during our class. But from the very beginning of time recorded in the Bible, our early parents had choices that was laid out before them. The choices that were made has affected everyone in this room. Both Adam and Eve chose to disobey God and His law. Everyone's prosperity was affected due to the decisions made by two people. This is something for us to remember and something for us to think about, that our choices can and do affect other people, other than just ourselves. And speaking of Adam and Eve, some may ask, why was one law so difficult to obey? But when we take a close look at ourselves and our children, is this really so hard to understand? It is our nature to try to go against authority and to always want what we know we shouldn't have or that we can have. As we raise our children, we try to instill in them what is right and what is wrong. And in doing so, hopefully, this will help them make their choices in life. Isn't it easier for us to find excuses when it comes to studying God's Word than to sit down and just do it? I'm speaking mainly of myself, for I'm a procrastinator, and I will put off to the last minute something that should be done instead of just going on and doing it. One thing that each person present has is the ability to look at the examples that we've been given in the Scriptures and then to learn from the decisions and the choices that the Bible characters have made. That's why they were put in here, is for our edification and to help us in our walk. This in turn will help us make better choices in our own lives The Bible is filled with examples of people and the choices that they made, whether a good choice or a bad choice. They should be examples and hopefully help us to make the correct choices in our own lives. One example of one who made wise choices is the patriarch Abraham. And in mention of him, I'd like to turn over to Genesis 12 and read about the first choice that he made. Genesis 12, verses 1 through 5. It says, "Now the Lord said unto Abram, Get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house into a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed." So Abram, what did he do? He departed. He made the choice, as the Lord had spoken unto him. And Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. And Abram took Sarai, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered, and he and the souls that they had gotten in Haran. And they went forth to go into the land of Canaan, and to the land of Canaan they came. So we see that Abraham, or Abram, as his name was at this time, made the choice, and the choice was to obey God. Abram had more difficult choices in his lifetime that he made, as are recorded in the scriptures. And one such example we find in Genesis 22. Verses 1 and 2, if you would like to turn over with me there. And this is a choice that's real difficult to understand and to know the kind of faith and the belief that Abraham had at this time in order to be able to carry through with it. In Genesis 22, verses 1 and 2 says, "And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham, and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains, which I will tell thee of." So this example of Abraham is a very good example of someone who made the correct choices. He chose to obey God, and he chose to do the will of God. As we read in this account of the choices laid out before Abraham, we see that he made the correct ones. And he obeyed God in all that he done. And we know this from over in Hebrews, where it talks about the faith of Abraham being one of the faithful. As we examine our lives and the choices that we've made, I'm sure, if you're like me, that you have made some bad choices along with some that you may be very proud of. Each of us have made the choice to attend the Bible school this year. And from this choice, I hope that we each leave spiritually uplifted. This oasis that we have now aids in making our choices easier. But in a few days, we will have to return to the world and face dilemmas and choices on a daily basis. What are some of the choices that we have to make every day? Maybe it is our conduct around the people we work, or the people that we go to school with, or people who we associate with. Are our actions that someone else may be watching? We never know who may be watching what we're doing. Each of us face decisions in life, and new ones crop up daily. We, as brothers and sisters and people of the truth, should encourage and strengthen one another with our decisions and choices. However, it is ultimately left up to the individual to make his or her own choices in life. Through study of the Scriptures, we can learn to turn the adversity that we face into a positive point that will enable us to grow and mature in God. One thing that we can remember, though, that the choices that we make come from within. We can't blame anyone else for the choices that we do in this life. It should be our goal to glorify God, or to learn how to do so through the choices that we make. Ultimately, it is His will that all the earth will be filled with His glory. As stated earlier, the Scriptures are filled with examples of people who made both good and bad choices. If we stop and think right now, we can name several who made bad choices. For instance, Adam and Eve, as discussed earlier, and Lot, and among others, the children of Israel while in the wilderness. They made bad choices and were caused to wander for 40 years to prove or to put to test those who remained. This was to ensure that the ones that would enter into the promised land would be faithful. I'd like to read over in Deuteronomy. I think we've already read most of these scriptures during classes or exhortation. Deuteronomy 8, verses 1 through 3. And also, Brother John read another verse that Moses told them before they went into the land. That's a good verse for us to remember. It says, "All the commandments which I command thee this day shall you observe to do, that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers. And thou shalt remember to the way which the Lord thy God led thee this 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee and to prove thee, to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or not. And he humbled thee, and he suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna, which thou knowest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God doth man live." We have been given the words of the Holy Bible to help us with our walk and to help us choose the right path. When we are to make a decision, we are told to study to show ourselves approved, a workman that needs not to be ashamed. We have been given great examples to follow, along with some that should teach us the correct way in life. It is up to each of us individually to make choices in our lives, but the things we encounter are not new problems or choices to be made. They are set before us to prove to us or to prove us so that we will be able to glorify God in this present life, and through this, hopefully, be granted a place in the kingdom age to come. Thank you.